Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. We are in the studio, all of the bitches. This is Ange, that's Limber, Aaron.
What's up?
And producer Char.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And before we get into it, please don't forget to go to www.bitchtalkpodcast.com. Check out all of our old interviews, the photos.
The old photos.
Rate and review us. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, all the socials. We love hearing from you. Most importantly, BFF.fm from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on Mondays for that morning commute.
Yeah.
Is that our alarm? Is that what that was?
It's, no, morning, it's wood.
Morning wood.
Hello. get on board, Char.
I don't know. Okay.
We've done it before.
I can't remember where it stemmed from.
No, that's morning wood.
Although it's more like, I don't know.
What are you about to say?
Old man morning wood, but I don't know what that looks like.
All right, we don't want to hear about your own personal.
Yeah, sex bots.
Sex bots.
Golden Globes, yo.
Yes.
That just happened.
Well, we're all back together, I want to say
that. Well, yeah. Sorry.
This is our first actual session, our recording session of the year.
Of the year and in over a month.
And all three of us are in the same room. You're not at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Or in Mexico.
Or not in Mexico.
Yeah.
You're not stressed out. You're not preoccupied with something else to think about.
Thank you. Feels good.
The three of us are all here together, and we'd like to keep it that way for a while.
Yes.
We've got a lot going on.
As it should be.
We're booked out to February already.
And now it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Our January's crazy, and I love you guys. It's going to be a good year.
Love you too.
Cheers. Yeah.
So anyway, Golden Globes. I know you're all antsy over there.
Well, I mean, it happened. I don't want to forget what happened. I mean, the first thing I'm looking at is Selma Hayek's boobs. But
the Golden Globes? The Golden Globes.
Well, and Patricia Arquette's. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. No. I was like, the ladies came to play.
That's what I said. And here they are.
And granted, I haven't seen Patricia Arquette one for... oh, shit. I'm so sorry. Now I'm blanking. I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
But I wanted her to win because I knew she was going to bring it on the mic. I just knew it. I'm like, look
here
at her.
Here she comes.
Look at her with her shades and her ladies out.
I haven't seen it either because the picture on Hulu is so creepy looking.
It's one word. It's like anger.
I heard it's so good, but the picture, it's like, you know, like how a cover or a poster will make you like... For the longest time, it was like the opening screenshot on my Hulu when I opened up Hulu.
Yeah.
And then it was this weird, creepy looking picture. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch this. But then everybody kept telling me how good it was. So I have to see it. So after The Kingmaker.
please. Jesus.
Yeah. The Kingmaker's on my list.
The Act.
The Act.
That's what it's called.
So
two
close.
Words.
Okay. Aside from that, obviously, what we all were thinking, even though we were all watching it separately, when Awkwafina won for The Farewell.
I couldn't believe it, really. I couldn't believe it.
Not only did she win as the first Asian
American
mm-hmm. to win for Best Actress in a
comedy
feature,
musical.
Comedy musical. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but Barry and Lulu.
Power couple.
So when she brings up Lulu and they cut to her and she reaches for Barry's hand.
I noticed that too.
I was just like, I'm going to cry. She reaches for his hand.
Yeah.
And then she thinks, Nai Nai.
Yeah.
And that joke about her with her dad, Wally.
Wally. Like, it she was has just, a job.
I thought it was great. I thought her tone was great. She was like, well, this is great.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, great. I'm here.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I can sell this if everything goes
but
south.
You know, deep inside, she was fucking jumping for joy.
Oh, I'm sure. I think that was it. I think she was shocked and didn't know where to go with it.
Well, that was.
And then she just kind of was like naturally, you know, did kind of her, you know, like not really her act, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's how she, I mean, that's how you protect yourself when you're feeling emotions, right? You go cold. Well, that's the thing. And that's what Lulu, including in our interview, everybody that was interviewing Lulu was like, you brought Awkwafina to a new place as an actress, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
We're used to seeing her as the comedian, but she was a lot more muted, but she brought something different through that. And here she is. A Golden Globe later.
Yep.
So that was obviously incredible.
I was watching that and I also thought about how kind of full circle we've come. About how I mean, we're on the heels of going back to Sundance.
Right. I know. I was like, and, who's going to be the one?
And
or
then,
the two?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year, I remember us being at Sundance and everybody talking about this movie, The Farewell. You and, you know, John, our, you know, Daily Buzz co-host, got to see it. And then we saw it at the San Francisco, was it San Francisco Film Festival? Yeah. Because
yes.
It was the centerpiece. And it was like, and then, you know, she came back and then we did another interview with her. Amazingly, it's like a year later, this movie is still very much this, knocking on the door and relevant in the world.
And we'll probably have like a short re-release depending on what happens. Well, it might because of Awkwafina, but because of the Oscars.
Right.
And we'll see what happens there. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, and just generally speaking, there were two different couples that I was looking for in the background always. Obviously, one was Barry and Lulu, and the other one was Momoa Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
I mean, did you spot him in the background?
Always.
Every time they showed Quentin Tarantino, he was there. And then why show Quentin?
Barf.
You can show
that
Momoa.
That face of
Jesus
his.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then I forget.
Or her.
I forget who it was that won, and he was walking down the aisle, and you see Jason Momoa in the background. He's wearing a tank top. So like under his green blazer, he was just rocking this black tank top. So he had taken it off at some point, and he was just sitting there in this tank top, and you were just like, that's you.
That's him.
Oh, that's you.
That's why you're named after that's why the eggplant's named after you.
Well, no, not really. It's Bonet Kravitz.
Yeah, it's Bonet Kravitz.
But Momoa, it could be Bonet Kravitz.
Well,
Momoa.
I think Jackie might make us something new. So maybe that's Momoa.
Momoa. Perf.
Yeah, we'll have the whole fam.
And no, when he came out with Zoe, I was like, I'll take either one. I mean, they're both just beautiful. Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody's just beautiful.
Yeah, everyone's beautiful. I don't think she's much of an actress. I'm sorry. I've watched Big Little Lies.
I'm not talking about acting.
She's like the most boring on that show. Anyone else agree on it out there?
No, I feel you.
Do you watch Big Little Lies?
Yes, it's very good.
Don't you think she's a little...
Well, in comparison, she's with powerhouses on that show. Absolutely.
Right, yeah.
Every woman on that show is...
Right.
I
know.
I just don't know her from anything else. So
I don't either. So
I look at it as just, you know, she doesn't really... I think of her as the little girl that was born from...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Bonet Kravitz.
Well, but the thing is...
Yeah, exactly.
Her character also is kind of like, snore.
Yeah.
Really,
anyways.
In comparison to like the arcs.
Adam Scott. Who was there?
What about... what did you think of Joaquin Phoenix?
I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I'm sure he didn't either.
Yeah, seriously.
He killed it in the end.
Yes. I don't think he's doing... He could be doing a lot of stuff, but do you think he just has like severe social anxiety?
I was going to say, I think it's like anxiety attack sort of
something.
Yeah,
he's definitely one of those guys,
spectrum-y.
He witnessed
his brother overdosing. I really hope he doesn't have any sort of addiction, but I think mentally he's got some like anxiety, or
he seems I always look at him as one of those, the artsy guys, the ones that take the art so seriously but don't know how to interact with people or deal with any of this,
but
you know.
But I also what's wrong with that? I don't think
it's
natural for somebody to go on that stage and be calm and collected and well spoken. They all are. Oh, we'll get to Brad Pitt.
Hello.
Yeah.
I mean,
Brad Pitt. Okay.
Yes.
I'd rather talk about that. But I just want to say, like, Joaquin Phoenix calling everybody out on their private jets.
Yeah. Don't have to go to Palm Springs.
He made all of them just as awkward as he was on that stage at that moment.
I loved it.
I loved it. So the whole thing was like, ooh, this is a plane crash. This is bad. And then he brings that up and I was like, okay.
Yeah, no, I loved it. I was like, just the way he should go off.
Everybody shuts the fuck up at that moment.
And that's...
Because everyone's like, oh, pray for Australia. Yeah. Or think about Australia. Donate money to Australia. But what about your day-to-day life?
But to me, that connected
attributing
to the Ricky Gervais comment about iPhones. And Tim Cook was there and he's like, and they're all made in China in sweatshops, so you guys can't say shit. Mm-hmm. Calling out the
hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in the end, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I liked it. He's a total weirdo. I haven't seen Joker. I will. It's streaming, I think.
I want to see Joker. I do.
Oh, is it streaming already?
I think so. Okay. Or at least I think it's on. I saw it somewhere and I'm like, oh, okay. I think it's on like Google Play or something. I mean, Brad Pitt. I'm sorry.
How he is
And what really he said at the end. What he said at the end.
Yeah. I know. He just, he's if so you have the chance to be fucking so, cute.
If you have a chance then, to be kind to someone tomorrow.
And then he tomorrow, brought up his mom.
Yeah. Oh, which
that
was hilarious.
That was hilarious. The Titanic reference.
I don't think
even
I got that one.
Even though he said raft, but it really was a door. He said I would have shared the raft.
I thought he was talking about the Revenant because he kept talking about the Revenant.
No, he said I would have shared the raft. Oh, and he meant in Titanic how the Kate door, didn't yeah. share the door.
Yep.
LDC, that's my new favorite acronym.
So I don't think Leonardo DiCaprio has won. No, for the Revenant.
He won for the Revenant.
But
I don't know
he
if
always
Globe,
gets.
But,
I feel like he's like
he's
a,
one of those guys.
He's Susan Lucci.
Yeah, he gets nominated for everything,
and his film always wins Best Picture.
Yes, but he doesn't win anything.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
I don't.
Whatever.
He's fine. He's doing fine.
He's beautiful. He dates
also. Yeah, Ricky Gervais's joke about him that too. Was that was fucking hilarious.
That was the best joke of his monologue for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I think the Weinstein one was pretty good. Oh well, that was a monologue. But,
no,
yeah.
but no, yeah, the monologue. I thought that was his best.
Char, do you like Gervais or you don't care about him?
No, I love Gervais.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I love that kind of,
I love
that
it.
Delivery and the way, and for something like this, you know, like the most, you know, pretentious, you know, kind of thing, you know, yeah. award season, he's perfect for that because he makes it tongue in cheek and, yeah, calls out the hypocrisy.
He reminds you that, like, this is not a big fucking deal.
Right.
It's basically a roast.
Yeah. yeah. And he's sitting there drinking a beer. I'm not
that's
mad
the
about
part
that
I love.
At all.
He always has that beer with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people were up in arms about him saying, like, don't get all political. Just take your trophy and
yeah,
leave.
Shut
like,
up.
It's just, these are jokes. Just calm down. You know, I don't know. I didn't think that was offensive. And I'm sure that he was glad that people brought things up, ultimately. You know, he's a big defender of animal rights.
Oh, huge.
Like, huge.
Like, that's
he's
the
probably
thing he cares
done more
about.
Than anybody in Hollywood right. when it comes to things like that. So, like, he says one thing to make a joke and make light of things, but that's not who he is.
Right.
So everybody needs to calm down. Anyway, who else?
Well, sorry, can we go back to Brad Pitt one more time?
Yeah, always.
Anytime,
let's always go back to Brad Pitt.
Anytime they show Jennifer Aniston or Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm like, he's fucked both of them. Like, I just think about how
he
many...
He was on stage right after Gwyneth.
Yeah, how many ladies he's banged in that room and if it's awkward or not. That's all I think about. And DiCaprio. And who else is in there that fucks a lot of those ladies? I don't know. It's just
does
weird.
Does DiCaprio fuck a lot of those ladies? The model, the young
oh, yeah.
models
just,
are
like,
not there.
That's true.
They're young models, not
that's
actresses.
True. I was trying
he's
to
very
think
specific.
Who? Pitt?
No, LDC.
DiCaprio? Driving like LDC. on the mission
channel.
I'm
going to try to find Mr. Brad P.
Oh.
Come on.
Brad P. We got to work on that
LDC
a little more.
Yeah. And Brad P.
Let's. Oh God, I'll write it tonight.
Okay,
I'm gonna write this
with your Yuki
remake tonight.
Yeah,
yeah.
You should.
On a mission trying to find Mr. Brad P.
I thought the most awkward presenters were Paul Rudd and J Lo. I mean, because I feel like Paul Rudd is just always awkward in the most lovable way ever, and he was so far away from her when they walked out because her dress was so long.
Yeah,
I feel
Christmas
like
it was
yeah
upon us.
I feel like Paul, like the internal dialogue of Paul Rudd is like, why am I standing next to Jay? Like, why do I have this job right now? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was awkward.
You know who I didn't like? What's his name from Home Improvement?
Oh, he can fuck off
like,
also.
That's the one that I was like,
I've heard terrible stuff about
I'm
Tim.
I'm leaving the room. Allen.
Tim
Thank
Allen.
You, Tim Allen.
I've just, but one of our friends of the show just opened for him, so I don't want to say.
That's fine. They're not listening.
But she is, I think.
Oh.
Rachel.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah, he's just.
He's annoying. I'm not a fan.
No, me neither.
And he interrupted her, and it was just kind of rude. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, MAGA, go home.
Right. I thought him and Pierce Brosnan, I thought, were Trump supporters.
Oh.
But I thought Will Ferrell and Pierce Brosnan
oh,
was hilarious.
Oh, God. We're going to have Will Ferrell. We're channeling him for Sundance, okay? I swear to God.
Well, we've already had John C. Reilly.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If we don't interview him for his own film, we're going to see him at the opening night party or something. It's going to happen. Okay? We're channeling this, everybody. Anyway, moving on. Fleabag.
I know.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
I still haven't watched Fleabag.
Me neither.
Okay. Fuck you guys.
But I've already watched. I'm done with Mrs. Maisel. So.
That's on my list, but her Obama.
We swapped.
Her Obama joke was just. Spot
well, thank
on.
God you guys talked about the night before because
the hot
that was hilarious.
Priest is my. Oh, just. It just made my night. Anyway,
loved her
fine.
Suit. I was thinking about that
yes.
suit for your suit.
I was telling
or for myself.
I was telling my sister, I was like, "Oh, that's a hot suit. That's kind of like what Limber wants me to wear for the wedding."
Yeah, we'll super see. Hot.
We'll find something. Kate McKinnon introducing Ellen.
Very sweet.
I thought she did a great job.
Yeah,
I actually didn't even know that she was gay.
Kate McKinnon was
that
gay.
Matters. Sorry, I don't follow these things. I didn't know.
Where have you been?
I mean, everybody's gay in my eyes.
That's true.
I only
That's a
see
fact.
Souls. But I thought it was really beautiful, as was South Africa.
Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
He's easy to
I was really waiting for him to mention Oakland. I was hoping he would mention the East Bay.
Do
he
you
never
know
did.
About his son that's a rapper?
I saw him this morning, and I was like, what is happening?
They're calling him Shubba Hanks. He's speaking in like patois or something. It's
yes.
weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you just be quiet?
Amal, do you know your brother Colin, who's super normal and
can
cool?
Can you just be quiet and let your dad have his night? And
oh, when
don't
he yelled.
Rap on the red carpet?
Yeah. Not Awkwafina. Our friend Lulu Wong took a photo with him and Rita Wilson in the elevator.
Oh, no. So just so you know, I saw she took a photo with the hot priest from Fleabag and she said, it was a great night because of Awkwafina had a great night and so did I or something like that. And it was her and the hot priest.
Yeah, but she's with Barry Jenkins.
And no, and the replies were like, oh, did Barry take that picture?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Obsessed. Obsessed.
Yeah.
Obviously, Michelle Williams in her speech. I wasn't sure where she was going at first with it. And I was
killed
like,
it.
Oh, okay.
She killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why our world looks like them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so powerful.
I had shivers.
It was so powerful. Yeah. And then they cut to Bijou, who's like
her best friend.
Bawling.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love them.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm a Dawson's Creek fan too, so.
I never watched it.
Yeah, so sorry. That's why for me it's like extra special.
Oh, I love that she and Missy Phillips still go to all the awards together.
It's hell
cute.
Yeah. That's your roll dog.
That's like
that's your ride or
that's
die.
That's like history there. That's somebody that you, it's like it's somebody that
been
you came up
everything.
With and then you were just like, yeah, we are still
children,
together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and it speaks to the power of like a strong feminine best friend, like that you know, that best friend tie that's different. It's just different than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super powerful. And it transcends.
Renee Zellweger.
One thing that I really
not
loved,
I don't want to be mean, but gee,
no,
is she a little off her rocker?
She is a little off her rocker.
Or maybe she was drinking and didn't
no,
think she was gonna win.
She's been off of her rocker. Well, this is the one thing is remember when
she didn't expect to win, clearly.
Right.
No.
But remember when she had all that surgery, all the plastic surgery, and everybody
you
was
mean,
talking?
You mean
so
her mouth
sad.
Looks like a boho?
How beautiful was she in Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
Why did anything need to change?
Well, like her and Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
Right.
But
yeah.
I remember when that happened, when like she resurfaced, right? She was gone, and then she mm-hmm. resurfaced, and the picture was captured, and it was like, clearly she had a bunch of stuff done, and then she was telling everybody, oh no, that's just me aging and I haven't been in front of the camera for that long. And I was like,
but she and it's false. One of those things where kind of she doesn't look like she's had work, but then she kind of looks like she's really
right.
had work, so I can't tell.
Although now what's interesting is now the way that she looks kind of looks like an aged person of the Jerry Maguire person.
Sure.
Minus with a little bit of tweaks, as opposed to what it was like 5 or 6 years ago when you saw that picture and you're like, yeah, that's not even the same
like
person.
Maybe they untwisted it a little bit and it like got, I don't know,
right,
more normal. But
it's just sad to me.
I know.
But she is like definitely.
It's like Jennifer Grey. When I saw Jennifer Grey for the first time and I'm
nobody
like.
Nobody knows who she is
why
anymore.
Why did you fuck everything up?
Yeah.
You were so beautiful. You had a career. You had this and everything.
And
now
no one knows who you are.
But it's so sad to me. And that's the biggest tragedy of these award shows is it's like, oh man.
Yeah.
You don't need to do all that.
The chick from The Crown, who I love, and she was on Broadchurch,
and she
Olivia.
Was hammered.
And that love
she
that dress.
She is in Fleabag.
Oh, she's in that too?
Yes.
That's why they kept showing her every time Phoebe Waller-Judge won.
She called out Fleabag when she won because she was hammered. And
I
she's
loved
like,
it.
I drank a lot because I didn't think I'd win. And then she was like, Fleabag, hey.
Yep, hey.
Like, and she's like,
That'd basically be us.
She's Olivia
Newton-John
Coleman.
Thank you.
From The Crown, yeah. But she also is in Fleabag. You have to watch the show. It's my favorite show. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is my hero. I've watched like every interview with her. We're going to have
her on. I was hoping
on.
Maybe she's going to be at Sundance, but
oh,
no.
God, she's amazing.
You would die.
But yeah. Oh, no, I love that. That was like one of my favorites. But I do want to bring up Bong Joon-ho, director of Parasite.
One of the best films of last year.
Probably one of the best.
Yes.
The mic drop moment of the night, which was his opening line. He said, once you overcome the 1-inch tall barrier of subtitles, you'll be introduced to so many more amazing films. And that was a mic drop.
Yeah, like, he could have just walked away.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Like, come on, broaden your horizons.
Yep.
And the horrible thing is, so in order to be accepted for these awards, you have more than 50% of your film has to be in English, which is why The Farewell and other films didn't qualify.
I didn't know that part. And I'm like, why is she nominated for...
Right, foreign, yeah.
Foreign film.
Yeah, so it didn't qualify. So what happens is all these films that are so different from each other...
Right.
But are
of course she's not going to win against Parasite.
...more than 50% in English have to compete together, and it's just not fair at that point. So, you know, it's a little bit of bullshit, but we're working on it. Hopefully.
I guess so. It was the night of the Asian, so.
But that was the mic drop of the night, for sure.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else that I'm not remembering from last night.
Let me look at mine. Oh, I loved that friends of the show, our show, Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein were both nominated. Beanie Feldstein for Booksmart, which we interviewed them for, and Caitlin Dever for Unbelievable.
Which
did you see that?
Of course I fucking saw that show. It was one of my favorite shows of the year.
She was so incredible.
Favorite as in heartbreaking.
Well, yeah, just really good.
But all the acting was so
there,
good. Yep.
And Beanie Feldstein with her girlfriend, which is so cute.
I didn't. Oh, okay.
Yeah, with her partner. And,
I didn't realize.
A big buzz was a lot of people didn't realize that she's Jonah Hill's younger sister.
Yeah.
So everybody was kind of freaking out about that. But
I didn't
know
just, that.
It was really cute.
Oh.
Just to see them separately in the audience. But, you know, we've been here in the studio with them.
Yeah.
That always adds, that's one big benefit of this podcast and what we do is like when I watch things like that, it always adds an extra like, connectedness to these award shows.
Right.
When I see people from films that we've interviewed, mm-hmm. especially more independent films or films that maybe didn't get as much of a buzz but were just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So that always adds like a little bit of joy for me.
Yeah, me too. The thing that doesn't add joy to my nights when I watch the Golden Globes is when I'm sitting with my fiance and he's asking me every 5 minutes who's who. Who's that? Did you see that? Who's that? Who is that? And then again, like we did with, what was that? The Emmy Awards where he thought Don Cheadle was RuPaul. I mean, I was like, stop asking. And he's like, well, you got me into this show, so I don't know who's who. I'm like, stop, please. I just stop answering. I'm like, I can't help you. And I'm sorry that I know this much about all these people, too. It's embarrassing. It is.
It was your job for a long, long time.
Right. I'm like, I had to know all these people.
I'm not mad about that.
Also, I have a little it's just a little side note, but Taron Egerton, I handled him on his first PA tour.
He seems very cute.
And he was so young. But he wasn't, cuz it wasn't that long ago, but for his first PA tour in San Francisco. And he's come a long way, baby, just like Rami Malek.
I was just going to say.
My other friend.
I was just going to say he kissed him on the cheek on his way up, and that was just the cutest moment.
I love those
moment.
Boys.
That was the cutest moment.
I love Rami. I love him. So anyways, that was the Golden Globes. Anything else for our basic bitch back in 2020?
We're back. I don't know.
We're back and we're already tired because we have so much planned this month.
We have a lot going on, but it's also exciting.
Yeah. Oh, we'll be at Coven Film Fest this weekend, all 3 days. So that's exciting. It's our second time at the Coven Film Festival. Shout out to Cameo Wood.
And it's all female directors.
Yep.
There's a
female identifying.
There's a storied event this Saturday as well, right?
Oh yeah, that thing. there's also a storied San Francisco event in SoMa. That's South of Market for all you kids out there, or maybe they renamed it already. I don't know. It's down by the ballpark. But that's Roma? The Saturday from 6 to 10, I believe. So we'll be there merch.
We'll be slanging merch and booze.
Booze and
what we're best at.
Yeah, we'll have a donation box out there because we're just trying to cover some costs for us to go to Sundance. So if you stop by and want to give us a couple bucks, feel free. You can also buy some merch of ours that I still have left. So we'll be there. What else is happening this month? Women's March. We'll be there on the 18th in San Francisco.
Sundance.
And then we'll be at Sundance from the 23rd through the 29th of January. So, yeah, we're not busy at all.
And then in Reno.
And then in Reno.
The 29th.
And then Reno. So.
We've earned Reno.
I can't wait. So that's what we're up to. What are you guys up to? You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. on BFF.fm. We are powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please.